The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara b'Meretziyah Adav Chafhet. Today's daf is being started by Elul Nishmat Moshe Keni Yosef Ben Tzalav and Meretz Kenati Yafa Ben Tzalav and Elul Nishmat Avram Ben Ester. Ruach Hashem Tenihem B'Gan Eden Amen. Ela Hadetnan. Oh, Matzat Techrich Shel Shtarot. Here's going to be the question. Let's say you found a bundle of Shtarot. Let's say three Shtarot or whatever it is. Or Agudat Shel Shtarot. Okay? Harezi Yahzir. Look at Rashi. Top Rashi. Dimishum Simanam Mehadinan. The Malveh comes along and gives a Siman. And he gave, let's say, he said it was three Shtarot. He gives the amount of Shtarot that were in the bundle. What do? You give it back to the Malveh. The Imnatan Malveh Siman Mazino, the Inaful Mine de Loveh. Now let me ask you a question. If it fell from the Loveh, is the Loveh going to be happy? Loveh paid already. In this case over here, you found a bundle of Shtarot. You have no ra'aya who it belongs to, the Loveh or the Malveh. It's not like the other case, it's three Shtarot from one Loveh, therefore it makes sense, or three Shtarot from the Malveh. Here, you find some Shtarot, it's from a Malveh and a Loveh. Equal. So now what? It's all bundled up, whatever it is. The Malveh comes along and gives a Siman. Are you going to give it to the Malveh? The Loveh's not happy, by the way. The Loveh's going to give back some money. Now what? Because you gave it to him and you didn't give it back to me. Now I'm going to have to pay again. So what's the logic? What Hakami made a takana of give back the Simanim? Which means, what would the Loveh rather? Don't give back to anybody. I don't have a Siman, but don't give back to him. And if he benefits, I won't have to pay. But you're giving it back to the Malveh b'siman, now you're hurting me. Again, what would the Loveh rather? Don't give back to me, don't give back to him. Let it remain, unpaid. Whatever, don't give it back to anybody, I don't have to pay. So Gemara says, second line, Hachen amed ini halel Loveh l'adurel l'malveh? Ela amar avayin odrava comes and concludes, Simanim deoraita. Conclusive. Must be, if you're giving back the shtarot to the Malveh, must be because Simanim deoraita. Nothing to do with the guy who lost it is happy, and he doesn't get, no. From this over here we see, from the fact that when the Malveh gives a Siman, you're giving it back, even though the Loveh, so what are you doing? You're giving it back when the Siman, I have to pay twice. Or must be, Simanim are indeed deoraita. Dichtiv, what's the proof? Pasuk. Vehaya emmecha ad derosh achicha oto. It says over here that the object will be with you. The object will be with you until your friend asks for it. So the Gemara says, "V'chit al yad atechashi etinu kodim shidreshenu." What, you think you're going to give it to him before he asks for it? Of course. Ela darshehu im ramayhu im enu ramay. We learned this earlier. Investigate, interrogate him to see if he's a crook or not. That's what derosh means. How do you do that? La b'simanim shvamina. Must be interrogating b'simanim. Now, even though earlier we rejected it and said edim. But we have no choice because it has to be Simanim as Deoraita. Because otherwise, how could you return Shtarot to the Malveh? It's not fair to the Loveh unless you say Simanim as Deoraita. Then we have to reverse back to our thinking that this Pasuk is really referring to Derosh with Simanim. Yeah, Derosh with Simanim. Okay, now let's go to Gemara one step further. Amarava. So again, proof positive. We have concluded Simanim as Deoraita. Now look at the next line. Amarava. Im temse lomar simanim deoraita. If you want to say simanim deoraita, what do you mean? If you want to say, we proved it already. Gemara says im temse lomar hapashita simanim deoraita. What do you mean? We just proved it. What are you saying? Im temse lomar. Im temse lomar sounds like it's still in the air. So the Gemara says no. Mishum diika lemar kedashinan, because you could break the proof from ad derosh achicha, because ad derosh achicha we said. Be doresh until you interrogate him with simanim. But I can break it and say, no, it means interrogate him with witnesses. So since the proof is still non-conclusive 100%, that's why Rava's language is, all right, listen, if you want to say simanim adoraita, because the proof of ad derosh ha'icha could be learned two ways. Understand? Ad derosh ha'icha can be learned two ways. It can be ad derosh ha'icha interrogating with witnesses or interrogating with simanim. We said interrogating with Simanim, but it could be the other way. So therefore, he said, right, if you want to say Simanim is Deoraita and learn the Pasuk like you're learning it, that you interrogate him with Simanim, okay, if you want to say that, That's why he didn't say it conclusively. Now he has she'elot. Listen to all these cases. Simanim v'simanim. Two guys give simanim. Who do you give it to? Reuven gives a siman, Shimon gives a siman. Who wins? The deen is yaniyah. Leave it for Eliyahu Navi. It's a push. Case number two. Simanim v'edim. One guy brings a siman, one guy brings witnesses. Who do you give it to? Yaniyah le'ba'al ha'edim. Witnesses, of course, are stronger than a siman. Simanim v'simanim v'ed echad. One guy brings a siman, one guy brings a siman and one witness. Well, what's the rule of one witness? One witness is nothing. Therefore, it's a push. Ed echad keman delete dami. One witness is like nothing. Therefore, v'yaniyah. Leave it till Eliyahu Navi. Next case. Ade ariga v'ade nefila. One guy comes along and brings witnesses that Reuven weaved it. He says it belongs to Reuven. He weaved it. And another guy comes along and says, but it fell from Shimon. So who do you give it to? The witnesses that say Reuven weaved it, or it fell from Shimon? Who wins? Tenatin Adin Nefila. You give it to Shimon, for the guy it fell from. Why? Daminan Zebune Zabna. He sold it. He did weave it. Then he sold it. That's why it fell from Shimon. Umi Shaharin Nafal. And it fell from somebody else. Okay, next case. Midat Urko, Midat Ruchbo. One guy gives length, one guy gives width. Who wins? Tenatin the Midat Urko. You give it to the length. The Midat Ruchbo, Shi'ureka Misha'ir La. Kad Mechase La Mara Vika'e. Which is, you can calculate width, but it's hard to calculate length. Width, everybody has a width, you can figure out the item. How wide it is to cover his width. But length, for example, like a talit. I can figure out maybe the width of the talit based on, I know how, you know, to wrap it around the person, but length, it all depends how you wrap it around. How you cover yourself with it. Length is more personal than width. So the Gemara says, Umidat orko lo mishta'ed la, lo mishta'ed la. You understand? Which means when I'm wearing a talit, each guy wears it differently. One guy puts it over his head, one guy brings it lower in the front. So the midat orko is more of a personal item, whereas midat orkbo is less an item. It could be midat orko, you're able to guess midat orkbo. But midat orko is more specific. So let me give it to the guy who says length. Next case. Okay. Midat orko, midat orkbo. One guy gives length and width of the talit. Umidat gamyo. Another guy gives the square footage. He doesn't give you detail. He doesn't tell you this much length, this one. He tells you the whole thing, square footage is this. Of course, you're going to give it to one thing that's more specific. Yenatin midat orko v'rochbo. Okay. Next case. Midat orko, midat rochbo, umidat meshkelotav. One guy gives dimensions, one guy gives the weight. Well, obviously, weight is more specific. As you know, the weight. Good. Okay, now we get to get cases. Who omer simane haget? Vi omer simane haget. Okay. He gives a sign of the get, the husband, and she gives a sign to the get. Who are you going to give it to? You got to give it to her, because otherwise, how does she know the sign? She must have gotten it. Huh? Yeah, he knows because he wrote it. If she knows, so the Gemara says, yinatin la. Give it to her. Now, bemai, oh, what type of siman is this here? Ilima bimidat orko v'rochbo. If she's giving a sign how tall the get is or how wide the get is, Dilma Bahadid Dina Kita Hazita. Maybe she saw it when he was about to give it. So therefore that's not ayah that she got it. Ela nekev yeshbo betzad ot peloni. She gives such a specific siman. There's a hole on the side of this letter. Only if she got it, she would know the siman. Next case. Hu omer simane achut. Vi omerit simane achut. Yinaten la. With Simane Achut. They tie the get with a string. He gives the Siman what color the string is, and she gives a Siman. Yinaten la, give it to her. Why? Bemai. Ilima behavra upsumka. If you tell me she just gives the color, yeah, it was white, it was red. Now, maybe she saw the color when he was about to give the get. So that's not the idea that she got the get. She saw the color. She gives the length of the string that it's tied. Length. She would only know that if she actually got it. Last case. Hu omer b'hafisa. Vi omer b'hafisa. What's hafisa? The get is like in a pouch. Right? He says, I'll give you a siman. The get was in a pouch. And she said, yes, the get was in a pouch. Who do you give it to? Yinatin lo. Goes back to the husband. Why? My ta'ama, medaya da de cholma de itle, behafisahu de manachle. She knows her husband. All his important documents he puts in a pouch. So that's not aya. It's in his pocketbook. Okay, of course, it's in his case. That's not aya. She knows already the guy. Therefore, in the hafisah, no siman for the lady, goes back to the Mishnah. Le'ad matai hayav nachriz. Oh, so now we have another subject. The person finds a lost object, and now he has to make akhraza. The question is, how long? I mean, it could be endless. How long does he have to make akhraza? So the Mishnah says, Ad kadesh yit'u bo shechenav. The Vredim Emir, and Tolkien says, neighbors hear about the lost object. The Bihuda Omer, Shalosh Negalim. You have to announce it.
Lecture mode on.
Three Negalim, which means you have to go to Jerusalem for three holidays, and in Jerusalem you make the announcement. And then, V'chad HaRegel HaHaron, and after the third Regel, Shiv'a Yamim, you have to announce it another 7 days, Kedesh Yelech Lebeto Shilosha, V'yazot Shilosha, V'yachriz Yom Echad. Because let's say, the guy just came on the third Regel and heard. So now, he has to, takes him three days to get home, go search his stuff to see if he really lost an object, then he goes back 3 days, then he needs one more day to make akhraza so we can claim it. So therefore that's the machloket. So Gibra says, Tana, we said in the Mishnah that what? That you have to make an announcement until the neighbors hear about it. Shechene aveda. So originally we think it's talking about the neighbors of the person that lost the object. So the Gemara says, the neighbors of the guy that lost the object, my shechene aveda. What does it mean, shechene aveda? Either my shechene de baal aveda, if it means the neighbors of the guy that lost the object, if he knows who lost the object, give it back to him. Which means it cannot be the neighbors of the guy that lost the Avedah. It means you know who the guy who lost the Avedah is. Give it straight back to him. The neighbors of the area that the Avedah was found. So once the vicinity knows about it, then already it's enough. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So Rabbi Yehuda says what? That you do it for three holidays, three to Galim, and then the last holiday, another 7 days, he's got to stay in order to give the guy a chance to go back home for 3 days, come back to Jerusalem for 3 days, and then give him another day to announce it. We have a contradiction. When do we start to say, when do we start praying for rain? So it says in the Mishnah over there, we learned in Masechet Ta'anit, on the third day of Mar Cheshvan. Rabban Gamliel Omer Bezayin Bo. Rabban Gamliel says, you start saying Baruch Aleinu V'tent Alamat Al Barakah on the 7th of Cheshvan. Where they get that calculation from? Tet Vav Yom Achar Achag. It's 15 days after Sukkot. Exactly. Kedesh Yagia Acharon Shem Eretz Yisrael L'Nehar Perat. So the last guy, the last pilgrim can get from Eretz Yisrael all the way to the Euphrates River. We don't want him to get rained on. So therefore, we're assuming that it takes 15 days to get from Jerusalem all the way back to the Euphrates. So therefore, how could you tell me in the Mishnah, we don't want it to get rained on. So how could you tell me in the Mishnah that it's only 7 days after the holiday, to give the guy 3 days to go home and 3 days to come back. You see over here, it takes 15 days. Amar Rav Yosef Rakashia. Kam b'Mikdash Rishon, kam b'Mikdash Sheni. Depends what era you were living in. B'Mikdash Rishon, the Nefishi Yisrael Tuva. During the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, where the Jewish people were very populated, there was a lot of Jews. It says, Yehuda v'Yisrael Rabbim kechol asher alayam larov. The Jewish people were very, very populated. Ba'inam kulehai. So therefore, the Jews were so scattered, lived so far away, so then you needed already 15 days. B'Mikdash sheni, lo nafish yisrael tuva. But in the second times of the second Beit HaMikdash, where the Jewish people were not so populated, dechtibu kol hakahal kechad arba'ad bo alafim shelosh mo'ot v'shishim. That the whole Kahal was in one group was what? Arbari Bo, that's four myriads.
42,000.
So that's 40,000 plus Alpaim is 42,000. Shalosh Mav Tashim is 360. So that was a very small Kahal. So they weren't so far. So 3 days already everybody would get back home. So what do you mean? But we have a pasuk that says, "Vayishavu akwanim valvim amshurim vashuarim v'chol Yisrael ba'areim," which means it says in the pasuk, and that pasuk is referring to the first Beit HaMikdash, that what? That all the Jewish, all the kwanim, and all the levim, and all the people that worked in the Beit HaMikdash, and so on and so forth, v'chol Yisrael ba'areim. That means, even though they were, in the second Beit HaMikdash, even though they were minute, even though there were not so many people, but they lived in their cities, which means it seems they were scattered all over the place. So therefore, even in the second Beit HaMikdash, it seems it would have taken more than 3 days to get back home. So the Gemara says, since you're saying that, Ibchamistabra makes sense to say the opposite. Mikdash Rishon, in the first Bet Mikdash, Dinefishi Yisrael Tuva, since there was a lot of Jews, Dimetzavat Alma, the world was congregated, there was a lot of congregation of Jews, so the caravans were very common, there were shuttles, always going back and forth from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, the Azli, and they were always going, Bindi Mama, Bindi Lelia, whether in the day, whether in the night. So, you would get a lift back to Babel very quickly because there were so much congregations of people. Therefore, there were so many caravans going back and forth. So, therefore, you had no problem of getting a lift back to Babel. However, since there were not so many Jews, the world was not congregating, there were not so many congregations of Jews, the caravans were not traveling 24 hours a day. Therefore, you needed 15 days to get back. So it's the exact opposite. The more caravans, the quicker they were able to get back. It's a different answer. It doesn't matter what generation. Always the maximum that they made, the guy who found the Avedah, stay in Jerusalem after the third holiday an extra 7 days. And that's it. Why? You don't want to matriach the guy that found the object. He wants to go home also. So they made a cutoff point. After 7 days, finished. They already can go back home. Amar Ravina Shvamina Ki Machriz Gilima Machriz. Well, now we get into another subject. That said, we learn from here that what does the guy announce? Does he announce, I found the lost object? Or does he announce the object? Does he say, I found a Gilima, I found a robe? So again, what I want to say from here, you learn that, wow, he must announce that they found a robe. Because if you're going to announce that, what? I found an item, a lost item, you should have to wait an extra day, because now, since he doesn't know which item is lost, you got to give him an extra day to go search around if he's missing an item. It takes much longer if it's an unidentified object that he doesn't know what he's looking for. So therefore, the Chavra, you have to wait an extra day. So the fact you're only saying 7 days, Elash Rami Na Gilima Machriz. You must announce the Gilima before he knows what he's looking for. Shrami Na, Rava Amar Afilu Tema Avedita Machriz. You can even say that you're announcing Avedah. And you know what? 7 days is the cutoff point. Lo Etriyuch Rabbanan Avedah Yotemidai. We're not going to matriyach the Baal Avedah, or sorry, the Baal Mitziah, the guy, the finder, to stay more than 7 days. Aye, but it's going to take him a long time to go find it. Yeah, that's his problem. When I want a Mitziah, the guy to stay an extra 7 days. Taru Rabbanan, Regel Rishon, Omer, Regel Rishon, which means the guy has to announce where he's holding in the count. So the guy who lost it knows exactly
how long he has.
On the first Regel, he goes to Jerusalem, he says, Rabotai, we found the lost object, and this is the first Regel. Regel Sheni, Omer, Regel Sheni. The second regular has to say, Rabotai, this is the second regular already, I'm announcing it. Regular Shilishi Omer Setan. But the third regular just says, we lost an object over here, we have an item, and he makes an announcement. He doesn't have to say that it's the third. Ve'amai, lema regular Shilishi. Why didn't he say regular Shilishi so everybody will know? Delo ate lachlufe basheni. Because we're worried not going to hear good. And he might miss, if you're going to start saying the regular Shilishi and then start talking, he might mishear it and think he guy said regel sheni, and therefore he's going to think he can come back, and therefore he's going to be lazy and he's going to lose out. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, b'sheni namet. So on the second regel also, just say, don't say anything. Once you're ready to say regel shenishi, it's possible he might hear regel sheni, and he's going to think, what? He can come back the next regel. Meanwhile, it's going to be too late. So the Gemara says, if you're worried about that mistake, don't say regel sheni either, because he might think you said regel shenishi. Atya l'achlufe, or atya l'achlufe barishon, or better. It doesn't sound like, but here's the word regel. So once when he hear regel, he might mishear the which regel it's up to. Atya l'achlufe barishon, and therefore what? He might think he has two holidays left, even though he only has one left. So therefore, why are you telling me on Shini Shi do it stam? Because you're worried about he might hear regel sheni. Don't say regel sheni either, because he might mishear it to think it's regel. Rishon, he might guess two times that. Gemara says, Hakate Regel Shilishi. Which means he still has a Regel Shilishi. Which means even if he is going to make a mistake on Regel Sheni, to think it's the first, he still has a chance to come back the next holiday and get it. So I'm not worried about that mistake. Mashiach, if he's going to make a mistake on Regel Shilishi, thinking it's the Sheni, that he's stuck. But the next holiday that he comes, he's not going to get anything. So therefore, we're more concerned about a mistake that will leave him out. that a mistake, that it'll just that is a chance that he might be able to still retrieve it. Initially, that was the way. You had three holidays that they would announce it in Jerusalem, and then the guy, after the third holiday, we have to stay in Jerusalem, who found it, for an extra 7 days to give the guy a chance to go home for three, come back for three, and then give him an extra day to be there for the announcement. We built in our time. There's no Beit HaMikdash anymore. So now, where's the public place where you make the Akhraza? You do it in the synagogues and the Bateh. But all of a sudden, once already these anasim started to become prevalent, Gemara is going to explain what is an anas. All he has to do is make an announcement to his neighbors and to his acquaintances, and that's it. My mishrabu anasim. What is the anasim? The amre avita lemalka. These people over here would go along and say that all the lost objects belong to the king, belong to the government. It seems they were a type of confiscators, like Muslim of some sort. So therefore, you can make an announcement and say, "Oh, we lost an object." Oh, they say, "Oh, this item over here is a lost object. Government gets it. These guys would confiscate and give it to the government." So you don't want to make such a public announcement. Well, these guys would confiscate items and give it to the government. So then when the Anasim came around, we didn't make such an announcement in the Mitzvah, the Beit Knesset. We would do it low-key, just for the neighbors and things like that, so those people would know about it. Rabbi Amir Ashkach Udya Didinre. He found a keli filled with gold coins. Hazyahu Barnash Deka Mirtat. Which means a certain guy that walked by, and the B'Amir was scared that he was going to take the Zeuvim. It could be like he was one of these Anas guys. He was scared that he was going to take it. Amar le zil shkol nafshach. He told him, "You can take the coins for yourself." De'lav parsei anan de'amri avital lemalka. Don't worry, I'm not a Parsi that says all the lost objects go to the government. You don't have to be scared for me. I'm not from those guys. That's from the confiscators. Tarurabanan Evan Toen Aita Birushalayim. There was a certain stone. It was called Evan Hatoen, the stone of claimings. Why do they call it the stone of claimings? Call me Shaveda lo Aveda Neftele Sham. Anybody that lost a lost object, that was the meeting place. That was a lost and found. You used to go to that stone in Jerusalem. So he made shidduch between the guy who lost the item and the guy who found the item. The guy would stand on the rock and we learned in Masechet Ta'anit, there was so much rain one time in the times of Nahomish Gamzu. It was raining, he made a circle and started raining, and they said it's not enough rain until the Evan HaTor'en gets washed away. It was a very high place in Jerusalem, and they called it Evan HaTor'en, the stone of claimers, because the claimer and the claimant would come to the stone over there, and then each guy would announce what they lost and what they found. So it was called Evan HaTor'en. Comes the Gemara Mishnah, continues. Okay, now, a guy comes along and he says the Aveda, the loser, comes along and says, "This was the Aveda that I lost." But he doesn't give Simanim, lo yitendo, you do not return it. But Ramai, a crook who's known to be a crook, so even if he gives Simanim, you do not return him the object. You have to investigate the guy. What are you investigating him? You have to investigate if he's a thief or not. If he's a thief, you do not trust him.
If he loses an item, you can never give it back to him?
If a Ramai loses an item, he has a hard time, unless he has Adim. Unless he has witnesses. Itmar, we have a statement. Rav Yehuda Amar, Avedita Machriz, Rav Nachman Amar Gilima Machriz, a famous machloket. What do you announce? According to Rav Yehuda, you announce Avedita. A lost object was found. But you don't say the item. And then somebody has to come along and not claim it. However, according to Rav Nachman, Gilima Machriz, you actually announce the item. Gilima Machriz. Rav Yehuda Amar Avedita Machriz. Rav Yehuda gives a logic. Why do you say Avedita? The E Amri Gilima Machriz Hashinan Leramai. Sure, you're giving too much information. It could be that what? There's an Amai that found out that his neighbor lost a Gilima, and he happens to know what that Gilima looks like, which is his neighbor. He's going to go to the Ibn HaTorah and say, oh, yeah, it's Simanim. It's too vulnerable for the Rabbaim to come and get it. So therefore, you just announce generically, Aveta. However, Rav Nachman Amar Gilima Machliz, let Amai, lo Aishin and Imken, and the Davar Sof. If you're ready, you're going to start to suspect for the Rabbaim, there is no end to how far you have to suspect. Tenan amar et aveda. We learned in our Mishnah. If the guy said the aveda velo amar simanim, but he did not say simanim, hare ze lo yitendo. Now, I amar bishlama aveda mechriz. Bishlama, if you learn according to Rav Yehuda that said that you announced an object was lost, hakamash balan afagav da amar gilima. Even though he says the aveda, he says gilima, kilo amar simanim lo madrin. Unless he says simanim, you don't return it. Ela I amar gilima mechriz. But if you're going to say that what? Gilima machriz, so therefore, Amar iu gilima, va Amar iu gilima. Sirika le memar, kilo amas simanim lo madrin ale. Which means if you're saying that this guy said Amar et aveda, which pshat Mishnah Amar et aveda, he said gilima, and this guy comes along and says, yeah, it was a gilima, because that's what he says gilima, because he didn't say simanim. You have to tell me that if he says gilima. That you don't give it back unless you have simanim psita. He said nothing. He didn't say anything more than that was announced. What's the hadus of the Mishnah? If you say aveda, good. He said aveda. He came along and said gilima. Okay, the hadus is even though he didn't give simanim,
can't give it back.
Because he didn't give simanim, you don't give it back. Gilima is not enough. But that's hadus, because I would say he did say something. But in the case where you say where the guy says gilima. And he comes along and says, Gilima, velo amar simanim. Of course, you need to tell me that when he says Gilima, he answers Gilima, he answers simanim, you have to tell me you don't give it back to him? Amar pshita. Amar afsafra le'olam, Gilima makhriz. Amar iu Gilima. Ve'amar iu simanim. Really, the guy announced, yes, a Gilima was found. And he comes along and gives simanim. Oh, but the Mishnah says he didn't give simanim. Yeah. So Gemara answers, umay lo amar simania. No amar simanim muvhakim didar. He didn't give good simanim. Now don't confuse it. We don't mean simanim muvhakim, meaning, you know, that exceptional simanim, like we were learning earlier in the Masechet. He didn't give a siman that's even worth of anything. He gave a color. He said Gilima Gilima was blue. Okay. That's not a siman bichlal. When you give a siman, it has to be a siman that's a siman that could be, you could assume that he lost it. When you give a generic siman like that, that's not amar siman. So the Mishnah means like this. The guy announced Gilima. The guy comes back and says, yes, it's my Gilima. I'll give a siman. It was blue. That's not a siman. That's what the Mishnah means. Lo amar siman. He did not give a siman. Muvhak, that is discernible. Aramai. Afapisha amar simanea. Rezelo yitenu. Aramai. Even though he gives the simanim, do not give it back. Tanu Rabbanan Berishona. Kol mi she'avdalo avedaya roten simanim venota. Initially, a guy would come give simanim, give it back to Mishir Abu Aramaim. Once already, was a lot of crooks prevalent. It kirushi umrim, lo tsev ave edim. Telav Ramai at vetol. First, bring me witnesses that you're not a Ramai. Meaning you have to prove yourself. Prove yourself that you're an honest guy, and then we'll give it back to you. The Gemara tells a story. Kehad de Abu de Rab Papa, the father of Rab Papa, irkas le hamra meshkichua. He lost the hamor, and what? They found him. So the father of Rabbi Papa came to Rabbi Barhuna in order to get his hamor back. So Rabbi Barhuna says, "Zil aite sadid elav ramayat." They told, "Wow, even to the father of Rabbi Papa, go bring witnesses that you're not a ramay, and then we'll give it to you back." Azal aite sadid. So Rabbi Papa's father went and brought witnesses to prove himself. Amar lehu. So the Rabbi Barhuna tells the witnesses, "Yedaitun be the Ramayu. Do you know that if this guy is a Ramay, Amru le in?" They said yes. Yes. Amar lehu. So the father of the Papa says, "Ana Ramayana." Now he tells the witnesses, "What are you talking about? I'm a Ramay." So they said, "No. Amru le anan lav Ramay at kaminan." We were answering his question. We thought he's saying, "Do you know if he's a Ramay?" Meaning, we said, yes, he's not an Amai. That's what we meant to say.
No.
Yes, we know, he's not an Amai. You misunderstood us. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Avuna, you can trust it. Believe the witnesses, you know why? For the simple reason. A guy's not going to bring witnesses to testify against him. For the fact that the father of Rabba Avuna and Rabba Papa brought these witnesses, must be that they were coming to verify his truth, not to come along and incriminate him. So therefore you can trust him. Comes the Mishnah. כל דבר שעושה ואוכל Ya'aseh ve'yokhal. A person found an object that what? It works and it eats. Like an animal of some sort. So now you found it. Now all of a sudden you have bills. You got to feed it. Cost you money. So it says what? Ya'aseh ve'yokhal nashim. Im avedah zo davar shecholim la'achilo et sechar ma'asav. Which means you could feed it via its work. Its work produces money. Money, you buy food and you feed it. Now she says, "Kigon shor v'hamor ya'aseh v'yochal v'lo yimkor oto hamotzeh im shor ba'alav medenosh shekol adam noach lo bebeimto shekira bo kivar v'demdo al ritzono." You might say, "You know what? Let me sell it. I'll give them the money. I'll go buy another hamor." No, generally speaking, a person likes his hamor. He trained it. The hamor knows the master. So therefore, even though it's a little inconvenience for you, you have stuff to let it work and feed it through its work. At least you're not losing any money. So that's the Mishnah. Kol davar she'oseh ve'ochel, it works and it feeds and eats. Ya'aseh ve'yochal. But davar she'eino oseh ve'ochel, but an item that does not provide for itself, does not maintain itself. So the din is yimacheh. Then already you're able to sell it. Shnei emar va'aseh ve'oto lo. You return it to him. Re'eh he'ach teshivenu lo. See how you will return it to him. Nashi. Exactly. Which means, if all of a sudden now you're going to return half the item back and come along and say, well, listen, it had to eat. So therefore, you have to return it in a way where the guy gets back the most he can get back. So in a case where you cannot afford, it doesn't pay for itself. So now, all of a sudden, he's only going to get back half an object. In the sense, he's going to have to recompensate the guy. So in that case, it's better to sell the item, let him get full value. Let him get the full value of the hamor without having to get a loss. Okay, now what do you do with the money? So now, we sold the hamor for $1,000. What do you do with the money? Yishtamesh behem. You could use it. Lefikach, im avdu, haya bahariyutan. Between, of course, if you lose, you have rights to use it. But what? If you lose it, you have to replace it. You're not allowed to use it. Therefore, you're not obligated to replenish it. Which means, if you get to use it, so therefore they're going to hold you responsible. If what? If the monies get lost, then we're going to have to replenish it. However, if you're not obligated, if you're not allowed to use it, it got lost. So it's honest. You're patur because you're not considered negligent. Therefore, you don't have to replenish it. Everybody agrees you have to give it back to the guy. There's not an argument. Of course, when the guy comes back and claims his hamor, you give him $1,000. The question is, in the interim, is the guy that's holding the money allowed to use it? So based on what you say, if he can use it or not, it's going to be dependent on his responsibility if something happens to it. Look at the Mishnah, that any avedah that does melacha, so you have to maintain it, you have to let it work, and you have to feed it. What, forever? That's it, you're stuck with this animal now forever? It's a tircha now. You have to watch the animal and so on and so forth. 12 months. After 12 months, you can sell it and just keep the money on the side. Daniel Amechem, everybody, to support this quote of Asher, Osev Eochel, Kegon, Parah, V'chamor, Metapel, Bem, Ad Shnei Masar Chodesh, Mikan, V'ilach, Sham, you evaluate them, Him, U'maniham. And you leave them till the Baal Avedah comes. Agalim usyaqim. These are small items, small animals that really do not work. Metapel b'hem shlosha chodashim. Then the cap is 3 months. Bikam ba'ilach, sham demem, umanicham. And then you evaluate them and you sell them and put the money on the side. Avazim. That's ganders and tanigolim is geese.
Geese is
Abazim, no? Right. Abazim is like geese, ganders, chickens, tanigolim. They don't give birth to... They don't give birth to eggs. And therefore they don't support themselves. Metapel b'hem shiloshim yom. So you got to deal with it for 30 days. Mikan ba'ilach, sham demehem umanicham. So that's the basic rule over there. The more it supports itself, the longer you have to keep it, the less it supports itself, the earlier you're able to sell it and make an evaluation. Comes the Gemara's Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Tanigolet. That's a hen that gives birth to eggs. Kibbehema gassa. 12 months. Because it can support itself. It needs to eat. How much does it eat? So you can sell the eggs and buy food. Therefore, it's like a behema gassa. Tanya Namachet. תנגולת ובהמה גסה, and a regular בהמה גסה, מטפל בהם 12 חודש, מכאן ואילך, שם דמיהם ומניחם הגלים מוסייחים, מטפל בהם 30 יום. According to this version,
30 days.
It's only a 30 day, מכאן ואילך שם דמיהם ומניחם, אבזים ותנגולים, וכל דבר שתפודו מרובה מסחרו, right? It takes more money to maintain it than it produces. You only have to keep it for 3 days. Because again, you have to keep it for 3 days, because maybe the guy will come back within 3 days and he wants his item back. But after that, Sham Demehem Umaniham. Oh, the Gemara says Tira from the two Braitot. Kasha Agalim Usyahim Agalim Usyahim. Why? Because in one Braita it said 3 months, and another braita had said 30 days. Kasha avazim atanegolim avazim atanegolim, because one braita said 30 days and one braita said 3 days. So we have a stira between the two cases in the two braitot. Agalim usyachim, agalim usyachim. La kasha, it is not a question. Ha deraya deha defituma rashi. That which we said that you have to keep these small animals for 3 months. It's talking about where you found it in a grazing land, pastures. The time the grass is growing. Because then already you do not have to mitapil with it so much. Why? Because there's grass. Right? There's a lot of grazing over there. So therefore you don't have to cost a lot of money on the mezonot. He'll go eat grass. However, now you have to stuff it up. Cost you money. Meaning on your money. Now already you got to pay for the food on the fodder and that you're paid for. Therefore, we cut it down to 30 days. It's not a question. Why? Have a zutre rashi. Rab rebe, those are big ones. Ochlim erbe. Hilka gimel yamim. We're talking about males over here. So they don't produce anything. So therefore, 3 days, and then already you can sell it. However, small ones, then already we give you 30 days because they do not eat so much. And the Mishnah continues, ve'she'eno ose ve'ochel. An item that does not eat. I'm sorry, does not work. So there, but eats. So therefore, you're able to sell it immediately. Tanur banan. It says in the Torah, "Vashevoto lo." Return the item to the guy that lost it. What do we learn from there? From the word "lo," or return to him. Which means give him a proper returning. Return it to him correctly. What do we learn from here? Shelo yaachil egel agalim. Usyah, lisyahim, avazal, avazim, tanegol, letanegolim. Which means, if a person finds an egel, don't feed him the worth of an egel, because then he's going to get back nothing. And don't feed the tanegol, the value of a tanegol, which means figure it out, that how much it's going to cost. Therefore, sometimes it's better to sell it, so at least he'll get the money back, unless he's going to come along, he'll give some manim and all that, and what does he come back and say? Oh, too late. Out of pocket was exactly the amount of what I found.
So what do you do with the money?
Make sure when you return it, you give him something that is.
Oh, so therefore you're using it.
Therefore the deen is what? If it got lost, Hayab Bahariyutan. Rabbi Akiva says you cannot use the money. Therefore, if it gets lost, you are not Hayab Bahariyutan. Ad kan lo pedigi. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, their argument is what? Ela keshe nishtamesh bahem. Only is talking about where, if you're allowed to use the money or not. Okay? Rabbi Tarfon holds what? Since you're allowed to use it, so therefore you're like a shomer sachar. It's like you're watching it and you're getting paid. What's your payment? The payment is the fact that you're allowed to use the money. Therefore, we know the law of a shomer sachar is hayab begineva ba'aveda, is hayab on certain things. And therefore the Mishnah says, Mabdu Adamim is hayab b'chariyutan. The Rabbi Akiva says you cannot use it. Therefore it's like a shomer hinnam. Shomer hinnam is patur on geneva and aveda. Okay? Look at Rashi. Ela mishum sachar shimush ma'ot. Good. The only discussion of it is the sachar of the usage of the money.
Baruch Amen. Amen.